Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. New month, who dis? March, we in there. And of course, my people, how you doing? Me? I'm good. Can't complain. I'm ready to drop this new review on y'all. So, where we taking it to this week? Nigeria.
The latest African album review is... Moody. Album review.
First thoughts.
Adedamola Adefolahan, known professionally as Fireboy DML, is a 24-year-old Nigerian singer and songwriter. He is signed to YBNL Nation, which is an independent record label founded by Olamide. His debut studio album, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps, was released in November 2019. It has already racked over 100 million streams online across all digital platforms in just over 2 months. Damn, Fireboy DML. Killing it. Anyway, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps is 13 songs, 40-minute runtime, no features, multiple producer placements, and writer credits. The album cover is pretty simple. It sees him looking to his right with a pretty straight face, somewhat like he's in deep thought, maybe concerning where this music is taking him. There's not much more to it, if I'm being honest. It's neither good nor bad. It's just, yeah.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The mood on this album is really set by the opening track, Need You, which has an interesting mix of a certain guitar string dominant 90s or early 2000s boy band pop sound with what I would call a distinct Afrobeat delivery, leaning towards R&B. The music is dreamy and of a different inclination altogether. The live feel gives it a rather unique edge, which is pronounced in the spatial reverb. As the song title suggests, this one sees Fireboy DML telling his lover that he needs them as much as they need him, so they should focus on each other and not everybody else out there. The first song I did hear from this album is the extremely groovy Vibration, which will have you moving from start to finish. Now, I'm pretty sure you're going to ask me, why Vibration? That's like the latest single, bro. Truth is, I'd heard about Fireboy DML, but I never bothered listening to his music. And that was a mistake on my part. But anyway, Vibration has Fireboy DML going full on Afro beats with an island sort of feel. The one song it reminded me of is Omarion's Distance, which I don't know if Omarion realizes how much that production gave rise to similar sounds on the continent. Obviously, people will say, nah fam, Drake started that with One Dance, but that's a story for another day. I really think Omarion kind of, yeah. You know what? I'll leave it there. Vibration is definitely my pick of the album, and it is a proper hit. The video is also not that old. It came out on February 10th, just in time for Valentine's, of course, and is a colorful mashup of fun.
Find us on modomodomusic.com.
I loved dance numbers such as Omo Logo and Scatter. Scatter is one of those lead singles from this album, with a video that has already surpassed 1.2 million views at the time of recording this review. You gotta watch the video, people, if you haven't done so. It has this post-apocalyptic storyline and takes that Michael Jackson-esque type video with the vampire Walking Dead type people dancing. I can't remember. Was it Thriller? Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, yeah. The more I listened to this body of work, the more I could find musical comparisons I could relate to. In my opinion, this also shows how much Fireboy DML was influenced by music around him. And in coming up with his own music, he kind of just took those elements and tried to infuse them in his own unique sound. And of course, just a quick reminder, if you do like this podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com, top right corner, click the PayPal icon and make a donation. This is how these podcasts stay afloat. We've got costs, we've got bills, so help us out. Thank you so much to everybody who supports Motomoto Music and these podcasts. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The recurring theme on Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps is love and relationships. There is also subject matter about fun, dancing and just facing life. Fireboy DML has outstanding vocal color in his delivery. He reminds me of acts such as Corey de Bello and Rema. He is a true vocalist and can carry chords very, very well. Stylistically, I reckon he is still in a lane of his own and sounds like no other. But I also think he kind of is taking his own time to find a sound he wants to stick to, which obviously kept us guessing on this project. The shortest track on Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps is 2 minutes 22 seconds long, and the longest one is 3 minutes 53 seconds long, which supports the current trend geared towards maximizing streaming numbers and revenue by making songs shorter. Obviously, it means on some songs I was left wanting more and had to rewind selector to get my fill. I won't even waste my time or yours on the quality of the music. This is straight up world-class quality composition, mixing and mastering. Finished and clear. A point of interest on Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps is how varied the music is. Scatter is pretty much a dance tune with beats you'd expect someone like Niniola to be on, while another song such as Jealous is a guitar-laden mid-tempo number that is in stark contrast. You also get a more dancehall-influenced composition on songs such as Energy, and even more uniquely, a supremely Afrocentric and eclectic Afrobeats, more mature sound on Bus Boss. It shows you how much of a wide array of music is in Fireboy DML's arsenal. There are 5 or 6 excellent videos from this album that have dropped since sometime last year, so the promo side was well taken care of.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Interestingly, there are no collabos on Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps. I'd say that was a daring move by Fireboy DML, especially for a debut album. However, it works. He gives us a full, unfiltered copy of who he is on a record. There is no dilution from other people's different styles, so he puts himself on the spot. And any judgment is based on his work being his work alone. There is everything to like about Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps. I found myself as a new listener more pleasantly amused at how artistic Fireboy DML is. There's a certain serenity in his voice. Maybe my only suggestion would be to find more of a signature sound, but in another sense, that would be highly unfair because why should I box him in like that? My favorite songs on this project are King, Vibration Without a Doubt, Like I Do, Energy, and Omo Logo. Yeah, songs of fire, man. Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps is available on multiple streaming platforms, and I suggest you give it a listen. I found the album refreshing, and the songs that I really enjoyed, I'm absolutely hooked on them. I'm sure your experience will likely be quite similar. Fireboy DML is definitely one of my favorite discoveries of 2020, and I look forward to even more material from him. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.